Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Target Tehran by Yonah Jeremy Bob examines the long, largely unseen contest between Israel and Iran, and how that struggle has shaped the security architecture of the modern Middle East. Drawing on the author's experience covering intelligence and national security, the book maps the shift from conventional deterrence to a campaign that relies on covert action. Advanced cyber capabilities, targeted operations, and back-channel diplomacy. It situates Iran's nuclear ambitions, regional proxy network, and missile programs within a broader geopolitical picture that includes shifting Gulf relations, great power competition, and domestic political pressures on all sides. Rather than treating the conflict as a single issue, the narrative presents it as an evolving system of pressure and response, where every success carries risks of escalation and every setback invites adaptation. For readers trying to understand today's headlines, the book offers a structured way to think about how shadow warfare can change alliances, redraw red lines, and influence the balance of power without a declared war. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the evolution of a shadow campaign against Iran. A central theme is how the Israel-Iran confrontation moved from classic intelligence collection toward an integrated shadow campaign designed to delay capabilities and shape decision-making. The book frames this as a long arc in which operations are selected not just for immediate damage, but for cumulative strategic effect, including buying time, signaling resolve, and creating uncertainty inside adversary systems. It highlights how modern cover action is rarely a single dramatic mission, but a sequence of interlocking moves that pressure a program, force expensive repairs, and generate internal suspicion. The narrative also underscores that these campaigns operate under constant constraints, legal and diplomatic boundaries, the risk of retaliation through regional proxies, and the challenge of keeping partners aligned when public narratives differ from private commitments. By treating the campaign as adaptive, the book emphasizes learning cycles on both sides. Countermeasures lead to new tactics, and tactical wins may create strategic dilemmas, especially if they harden enemy resolve or push activities deeper underground. The result is a picture of a contest defined by ambiguity, where success is measured in delays, disruptions, and realigned incentives rather than decisive victory. Secondly, sabotage and disruption as tools of statecraft. Another major topic is the use of sabotage and covert disruption to influence high-value infrastructure and strategic programs. The book explains how such actions can serve multiple purposes at once, degrading physical assets, interrupting supply chains, undermining confidence in security services, and shaping negotiations by altering timelines. This form of statecraft is portrayed as especially attractive when leaders seek impact without open warfare, but it also demands careful calibration. Too little effect fails to change behavior, while too much can trigger escalation or rally domestic support around the targeted program. The discussion connects operational choices to broader strategic messaging, where ambiguity can be useful. If attribution is uncertain, the targeted state may struggle to justify a major response, yet still feel compelled to tighten security and divert resources. The book also explores the organizational complexity behind sabotage, including intelligence preparation, recruitment, or access pathways, and the need to coordinate with diplomatic goals. Importantly, it treats sabotage not as an alternative to policy, but as an instrument that can reinforce or undermine diplomacy depending on timing. Readers come away with a clearer sense of why disruption campaigns can persist for years and how they reshape risk calculations across the region. Thirdly, cyber warfare and the battle over systems and data. Cyber operations are presented as a defining feature of the modern contest because they can create strategic effects at speed while offering plausible deniability. The book outlines how cyber capabilities can be used to spy, manipulate, and degrade, often without the visible signatures of kinetic strikes. It also shows why cyber is not separate from traditional intelligence work access, human sources, and technical collection can feed one another. Producing a blended approach where digital footholds enable real-world disruption and vice versa, the narrative stresses the difficulty of sustaining cyber advantages. Vulnerabilities get patched, tools get exposed, and once a method becomes public, its value can collapse quickly. This creates pressure for constant innovation and careful operational security. Another key angle is escalation management. A cyberstrike can be interpreted as less provocative than bombing, yet it may still invite retaliation, especially if it affects civilian systems or critical national infrastructure. The book situates cyber warfare within the broader goal of delaying nuclear and missile progress while complicating coordination among adversary institutions. It also captures the psychological dimension when systems are penetrated. Leaders must question what they know, what has been altered, and what might happen next. That uncertainty can become a strategic effect in itself. Fourthly, targeted killings and the ethics and efficacy debate. targeted killings and assassination are treated as among the most controversial yet consequential tools discussed in the book. The narrative explores the strategic logic often attributed to such operations, removing uniquely skilled individuals, deterring participation, disrupting continuity, and forcing an adversary to spend time and resources on protection. At the same time, it presents the counterarguments that make this tactic divisive. It can provoke retaliation, create martyrs, accelerate recruitment, and harden political positions. The book connects these operations to intelligence tradecraft challenges such as identification, timing, collateral risk, and the need for high confidence to avoid strategic blowback. It also examines how targeted killings fit into an overall campaign plan rather than standing alone. If personnel are removed but institutions remain resilient, the effect may be temporary. If the operation is paired with disruption of facilities, supply chains, or command and control, the combined impact can be larger. A further aspect is messaging, both externally and internally. Such actions can signal reach and resolve, yet they can also create diplomatic strain with allies who fear escalation. The treatment encourages readers to consider efficacy in terms of measurable delays and altered behavior, while acknowledging the moral and legal debates that accompany this method. Lastly, secret diplomacy and the realignment of the Middle East. Beyond operations, the book emphasizes that intelligence and covert action often run parallel to secret diplomacy, shaping new partnerships and shared threat perceptions. It describes how discreet contacts, security coordination, and quiet confidence building can turn former adversaries into pragmatic partners when they face overlapping risks. This is presented as a key driver of regional realignment, where the Iran question becomes a catalyst for new channels among Israel, Gulf states, and other actors, even when public politics remain sensitive. The book also highlights the delicate balance leaders must manage cooperating privately while avoiding domestic backlash, and coordinating security policy without appearing to abandon long-standing positions. Another dimension is how covert action can influence diplomacy by shifting leverage. Disruptions can buy time for negotiations, but they can also embarrass parties or derail talks if they appear timed to sabotage a diplomatic track. The narrative treats diplomacy as a competitive arena as well, involving narratives, signaling, and the management of red lines. It underscores that outcomes are rarely binary. Realignment can be partial, reversible, and dependent on leadership changes or crises. By integrating secret diplomacy into the story, the book helps readers see that the region is being reshaped not only by battles and strikes, but by quiet agreements, shared intelligence, and evolving strategic priorities. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a grounded understanding of how modern state competition works below the threshold of declared war. Policy students, journalists, military and intelligence professionals, and general readers following Iran's nuclear trajectory or Middle East diplomacy will find a coherent framework for connecting disparate headlines into a single strategic contest. The practical benefit is perspective. It clarifies why leaders may prefer deniable tools, how campaigns are built over time, and why success is often measured in delays and altered calculations rather than dramatic victories. It can also sharpen critical thinking about escalation, unintended consequences, and the trade-offs between operational gains and diplomatic costs. Compared with similar books that focus narrowly on one method such as cyber warfare or a single operation, this title stands out for its integrated view of sabotage, targeted action, and back-channel diplomacy as parts of one adaptive system. That wider lens makes it a worthwhile purchase for readers who want to understand not only what happens, but why different instruments are chosen, how they interact, and how they contribute to an evolving regional alignment that continues to shape security outcomes today. If you would like to support Yonah Jeremy Bob, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.